When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and it's very lovely to be joined by you on this episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is one of the Christmas pods, the December dailies of 2019, and I get asked a lot about books, about book recommendations, and I thought what I might do in this episode is talk actually about great audiobooks. If you're listening to a podcast, this podcast, thank you, then there's a chance you may already be, or if you aren't, that you may enjoy audiobooks. I listen to my audiobooks on Audible, which is a subsidiary of Amazon, and the reason I started listening to audiobooks is because I found them easier to absorb than reading an actual book, plus they were just sort of easier to fit into my life. My mind would wander, so I'd be turning the pages but not actually taking in what was written when I was trying to sit down and read a physical book, whereas with the audiobooks, I could find myself, right, I'll listen to this chapter while I pop to the shops, and I would have absorbed it. The first book I read on Audible, and I say read because I deliberately bought a book that I wanted to fully absorb. So I bought the audiobook and the physical book so the author could read it to me while I followed along, a bit like in school, if you remember. And that was Recovery by Russell Brand. And in all seriousness, I've talked about the fact that my attention span is getting shorter and shorter, and this technique has actually helped me stretch it and read a hell of a lot more this year. In this mini show, I'm going to recommend five great audiobooks, and what makes them great is the fact that they are read by the author, which I think is what adds value to any book, and especially, obviously, autobiographies. The first one is Michelle Obama Becoming. I know a lot of people who have read and loved this book, who have then gone on to listen to it as well, and say it adds a whole other layer of appreciation and enjoyment. And Michelle Obama is a brilliant public speaker, and she makes an already excellent book about her life as the First Lady, being a health advocate, being a mother, being a wife, even more compelling. So if you're looking for inspiration in your next read, then this is worth listening to. What I Know for Sure by Oprah Winfrey is number two. This is just a lovely, life-affirming, wonderful to have in your ears book. It's a collection of inspirational wisdom from Oprah, who wrote the column in O Magazine called What I Know for Sure. It's uplifting, it's thought-provoking, it's hopeful, it's delightful to have in your life, and it's a book I revisit constantly. My third choice, and this isn't actually read by the author, but you'll understand why I dig it. It's Call Me By Your Name by Andre Assiman, I think that's how you say it. But it's read by Armie Hammer, the actor who plays Oliver in the film of the book, and whose voice, oh man, his voice is so amazing. And the way he tells the story, the way he reads this book is utterly incredible. It's deep, it's resonant, it's close, it's so honestly almost a guilty pleasure. I was listening to this on the train once and just enjoying his voice so much that I was convinced the people around me thought I don't know what they thought I was up to, but I was just having a very good time listening to Armie Hammer. This is also a very beautiful book about first love, lost love, feelings of infatuation and obsession that go hand in hand with your heart, falling for someone. It's a beautifully told story, and actually the film gave a very deserving story a great platform, and I'd say it's definitely a modern classic, so one that you should definitely give your attention to if that's something that you're in the market for. If you want your heart broken, pieced back together again, and then shattered to smithereens, then this book will do it for you. My fourth choice is completely different. It's Can't Hurt Me, Master Your Mind and Defy the Odds by David Goggins. I'm not going to pretend this is an easy listen. David Goggins' childhood and early life is pretty tough to listen to, but the story is one you'll want to hear, I'm sure of it. Goggins was depressed, overweight, with absolutely no idea what to do with his life, and he's turned all of that around to become an endurance athlete. He's the drill sergeant we all need in our lives, and the format of the book isn't a traditional audiobook. In fact, it's more audiobook podcast, which I personally found really enjoyable. And my fifth choice is A Better Me by Gary Barlow. I like Gary Barlow very much. He's the lead singer of Take That. I'm sure you already know that. And by all accounts, I mean, I know quite a few people who've worked with him and who've worked with him, basically. I'm not friends with him. And they just say he's a genuinely lovely guy. He's unbelievably successful. But in this book, he actually covers the topic of his relationship with food. So when Gary's solo career didn't take off in the way I think a lot of people had anticipated, he talks about how he turned to food and how there was subsequent weight gain, self-destructive behaviour. And he was on a cycle that, let's be honest, a lot of us can find ourselves on. So in this book, he talks about taking ownership of all that, about the parallel journeys of mental health and emotional well-being that ran alongside his physical transformation. Look, when someone is that wealthy and that successful, it can look as though the wealth and success will occupy every aspect of their lives. And this is a really honest account of saying quite how much that isn't the case. So there's many levels on which to enjoy this book. And I just think he writes so beautifully and so honestly. And it's another one that's a joy to listen to. If you're looking for an audiobook, something meaty to plug into, then all of these books are excellent choices. And I think you'll really enjoy them. Also in my audiobook queue, just to cover that off, are first one, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen's autobiography. I've heard that's really quite intense, and it's one I definitely want to give my time to. The second is I Can't Make This Up, Life Lessons by Kevin Hart, which was co-written with Neil Strauss, who's a journalist who's co-written some absolutely brilliant autobiographies of his own, and books of his own, sorry. He wrote The Game, he co-wrote The Dirt with Motley Crue, he co-wrote Marilyn Manson's autobiography, he's written for Rolling Stone for many years. He's an incredible writer, and he gets incredible stories out of people, so I have no doubt Kevin Hart's book will be stunning. Rob Lowe, I love Rob Lowe, and Stories I Only Tell My Friends is his autobiography, which is apparently very naughty and revealing, and I do love me a little bit of insider Hollywood gossip. Another one that's, and again, these are all read by the person who they are about, but Enough About Me by Burt Reynolds. I'm quite intrigued to read that. I just think it could be quite a fascinating story about early Hollywood, and yeah, Burt Reynolds isn't, I mean, obviously back in the day, but Burt Reynolds is somebody that I've just heard lots of really interesting things about recently, so the idea of reading about his life in one fell swoop sounds very appealing. And Face It by Debbie Harry, which I actually might read first. I might put that on my list of books to read before Christmas. I will of course put the links to all the books in the show notes, but you know what would be fantastic? Why don't we all share our book recommendations of all the books that we've loved reading in 2019, or whenever it is that you are listening to this podcast? Why don't we share them in the Facebook group? All you have to do to join is click the link in the show notes, answer three questions, and agree to the forum rules. I would so like to see you there. It's a really lovely forum and supportive community. And I think to share book recommendations, we've talked about doing a book club before, and I've never been that organized, but this might be the catalyst that gets that moving. Thank you so much for listening. Email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com if you want to get in touch, or you can DM me on social media where I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much. I will see you on the next one.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.